Hey, I'm Bob. This is Alex, and you're watching I-80 Sports. It's a Major League Soccer morning here, Saturday, August 27th. We're going to make some Week 27 sportsbook picks. Let's get after it. We are back. It is match day 27. We have some news and notes from the week, and we're here to make our sportsbook predictions. We have a special guest, my dog Duncan, making his sports bark predictions a little bit later in the show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we thank you for joining us early this Saturday morning. Alex, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Getting down to the nitty-gritty in MLS playoff time, teams jockeying positions. Exciting to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about your hat for a second.
Oh, we got a little Manchester United going on. After 0-2, gloom and doom, everyone's screaming Manchester United stinks, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, two wins in a row, watching Manchester City struggle, Chelsea struggle. Not so bad. It's not so bad.
Nothing makes you feel better than the loss of your opponents. Absolutely. Now, let's get into some Major League Soccer because we had some excellent games last night. Austin, 4-1 win over LAFC. I know we were watching that one. Urruti with two amazing strikes. This Austin team, they are just goals on goals on goals. Talk about what you saw last night.
That was exciting stuff. Scalpers asking $1,200 for a regular season game, calling it the most important game in Austin history. Remember, Austin won at LAFC earlier in the season. Yeah. I think it was in May, and now they won again. So it's basically swept the season series. Arguably the best team in MLS so far. Supporters Shield winners, I think now the lead's down to 6 points. This is an exciting game to watch. LAFC did not look like LAFC to me. Now, don't forget, LAFC has a total roster overhaul. Of course. Seven guys are out. Bunch of guys new in. They're not even having arrived yet. Kalini's still trying to get into shape. Gareth Bale's first start last night in 90-something degree weather. You saw in the second half, he did not have the wheels left. And Austin just really jumped down LAFC's throat. I mean, it was a chippy game. Segura with the elbow one time. The Juicy, you saw that game. They was on the sidelines. Murillo and Uridi had a dust-up with a cheap shot here and there, and the goalie got involved, and benches, and it was just wild. I hope these guys meet in the Western Conference Finals. It's going to be exciting. Now, don't forget, just because that game last night, both teams are not going to have this roster or this starting lineup. Yeah. Playoff times will be different. Remember, Rigoni's still not there, the attacking guy for Austin, and it'll take us half an hour to go through all the changes LAFC got coming in. So they got a bunch of new guys coming in. So exciting to see what happens there. But last night, that was a showcase game for MLS. And I think it's China. So a lot of exciting goes for Gundogan with a beautiful free kick goal. Nice stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think Austin has 59 goals now, which is most in Major League Soccer by quite a few. And this is an important match. I mean, you can't say that, LAFC is definitely winning the Supporters Shield when, now they're only 6 points ahead of Austin. And there's a lot of good stuff going on.
I think they lost two in a row now, right? LAFC, two or three in a row. Yeah. They've dropped now. And, again,
we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. The late game was Portland hosting Seattle. Portland won 2-1. Asprilla with a penalty kick. Blanco with a goal. That
Blanco,
was enough
again,
to get it done.
Blanco looks like Blanco. Big time games, big time guys score. We talked about this guy a couple years ago. Last night scored a big time goal. Listen, this series that they have played 120 times going back years. This is a rivalry game. Usually the road team wins in this. I think the last 10 times the road team has either been a tie or road team has won, something like that. And for this in the standings, this is a really important match. Seattle's battling a bunch of injuries. Portland hasn't exactly been lighting it up, but when a rivalry comes, throw all that out. Tight
both
game back and forth.
Yeah,
but Portland ekes out the win 2-1. Great performance by them. The Achara was fantastic. Savarese on the sideline pumping up the team. Seattle had some chances. They hit the crossbar late in an extra time, but did not go in. Now Seattle's on the outside looking, and Portland sneaking into the last playoff spot right now with like six or seven games to go.
Absolutely. Let's move on and talk about some high performance players of this past week. Your I-80 Sports High Performance Players of the Week. One player comes to mind, Julian Carranza, hat trick against DC United. Second player in Major League Soccer history ever to score at two hat tricks in the same season against the same team. The first was Kobe Jones. In this one, Julian Carranza took 10 shots, 6 on targets, 3 goals, and an assist. 6 of his 12 goals this season have been against DC United. One in that 6-0 win this past week, and one in that 7-0 trouncing earlier this summer. I said this was going to happen this week. I didn't know it was going to be Julian Carranza with 3 of those goals. But he comes through for his team when they're looking for him and has, you know, a great week here.
Yeah, DC United's in transition. You know, Benteke's not there. Wainwright's trying to put his stamp on the team. This is ugly. I mean, and it was 0-0, I think, in the 39th minute. And then, so you're basically giving up, what, 6 goals, something like that, in 50-something minutes? I mean, that is just... I mean, Victor Paulson after the game said, of all his years of professional, this is one of the most embarrassing games he's ever been involved in. The effort wasn't there, the execution wasn't there, the game plan. DC United's got a long way to go. And again, Philadelphia, not... MLS Cup contender McGlynn in the midfield. That young kid, to me, looking wow. He's not going to be in his league much longer. He's looking solid. Yeah, if they get goal scoring from Carranza like this, and Urach can start stepping up and scoring, Philadelphia is going to be in a really, really hard out in the East. I'm expecting them to go to the MLS Cup final. They keep playing like this.
Absolutely. And you know, Julian Carranza is just one of the guys. He's just one of the guys on that team. Very, very talented squad. And we will see what they come up with next. We're going to talk about them in a little bit when we talk about the standings. But now we need to go to our flat tire pick and give our complaints for the week. The highway is full of letdowns and disappointments. Here's our flat tire picks. I don't have a flat tire pick. I have a kind of a situation. That situation last week was the top three teams in the Western Conferences all losing in the same week. LAFC 2-1 to San Jose. Austin lost 2-1 to Minnesota. FC Dallas lost 4-0 to Nashville. Now, we knew one of those teams had to win this week, Austin and LAFC facing each other. But this is making sportsbook hard when the three top teams in their division are all dropping away games in the same week. Tough week for this, Alex. Do any of these losses stick out as particularly egregious?
LAFC losing again last night gives 2 in a row. I would probably give them the flat tired week more, a little more than Austin. I would take off the list because of the win. But yeah, Dallas losing 4-0. That was a little ugly. I didn't expect Nashville to come back like that. I thought there was problems in Nashville. And apparently now they have a second life. That's a big win by Nashville. Again, LAFC, this is not the real team. I know it's a flat tire of the week, but I'm expecting a different team as the team goes on and into the playoffs to see a whole bunch of different starters from there. You know, yeah, it's weird. This is, you know, parity. MLS is parity, salary cap league. You just don't know what's going on sportsbook-wise. Sometimes you see the odds that don't make sense, and because it's, one night you don't know, especially in this league, you don't really know what's going on, especially on a short. We got a bunch of games this Wednesday, squad rotation, short travel, blah, blah, blah. It's tough, man. It's tough. And this is one of those times where, you know, the salary cap league I just mentioned, anything can happen. And this is the week where the top three teams just happen to lose.
Absolutely. Now let's take a look at those top three teams because we do have our standings here. This is from MLSsoccer.com. Yeah, Philadelphia, 51 points at the top of the East. I don't think anyone's catching them. But you do have Montreal, New York City, 46 and 45 points. I expect this gap to widen a little bit. Then you got Red Bull, 41 points. Then a little gap here between the next three playoff teams, 35, 36, 36 points with Columbus, Miami, and Orlando. And then all the guys on the outside looking in New England, Cincinnati. So what do you expect here in the final weeks of the season?
It's going to be tight. I mean, this is going to jumble each week. For example, we got what? Cincinnati, Columbus is this week.
Yeah.
That's a 6-point game right there. These interdivision games, especially with playoff, again, you want to be top four to get, make sure you have a home field in the first round. That's the most important thing these teams are battling for. And it could go either way. Like, I still think Toronto is going to make a run and get in. And look where they are in the standings. I mean, they got a whole bunch of teams to jump. And we're going to know a lot more after this week. It's going to be, again, injuries are going to happen, fatigue, squad rotation, drama. Something's going to happen here. But as of right now, I can't pick the teams that are in or out right now. I really can't.
But the Eastern Conference for me is still even a little more leveled. Like you see, like, you know, 4-point dips, 5-point dips here. It's a lot tighter than it's a lot different than what we see in the Western Conference, where you have the teams outside of the playoffs. 1, 2, 3. Three teams are outside the playoffs. LA, Vancouver, Seattle are just one win away from taking the 5, 6, or 7 spot. So while, you know, the Eastern Conference is a little more tiered for me, here in the Western Conference, you got the top teams, LAFC, Austin, book them. LAFC already clinched their playoff berth. But any one of these teams can switch in the next few weeks. You got Austin and Dallas, the two Texas teams, all the way at the top here. That's a flip from last season where they were at the bottom of the table. If you had to pick one team in the Western Conference that's in right now to be out, who are you taking?
Still going to say Portland.
Yeah.
Still going to say Portland. Even with a big win last night, I need to see more. I agree.
Portland, yeah. And I think RSL has a chance to find themselves on the outside looking in. I mean, you just got teams here, Seattle, Vancouver. Do we agree that, like, Seattle's going to find a way to sneak in?
They better start. I mean, they got to start now. I mean, this is it. Last night, they cannot drop points like this. They cannot. The next big loss by them, I'm going to start thinking they aren't going to make it. It's coming down to that. It's that important, Seattle going forward, starting this week. Starting this following week, they cannot drop points. They cannot. They got three teams and 3 points, I think, a game in hands with six or seven games to go. 21 points up to grabs or 18 points up for grabs. I mean, you cannot drop points. You got to get, like, I'm going to say 14, something like that you're going to need. You're going to need to make a nice run here and to definitely get in. So, Seattle, let's go. Rui Diaz, Ladero, Morris, it's time. Now I know you got a lot of injuries in midfield. Defense isn't playing as well. They have to step up now. There's no other. They got no excuse.
If you look over here, Portland played 28 games. LAFC only played 25. So while they're 2 points away, Portland's played 3 extra games. That's the only reason Portland is in the playoff picture right now.
That's why I picked them. Yes.
They're going to be the odd man out. But LA Galaxy, I think they're going to be in there again. And if LA Galaxy makes the playoffs, anything can happen. I mean, we've seen it with this team before. There's just a lot of building. I mean,
Chicharito can get hot, and they got a top. You got an international top scorer that can get hot, and Chicharito can get hot. If LA Galaxy get in, look out.
Absolutely. Let's go and talk about our picks from this week in the toll booth. The I-80 Sports Toll Booth, where you can find the best bets of the week. And we're going to start this week with Duncan's picks, match day 27. Now, Alex has not seen this yet, so we're going to get a little synopsis on what the sports bark predictions are this week. He doesn't even know what games they were, so let's watch this live together.
We're back with another episode of Duncan's Picks. Going to make some Major League Soccer sportsbook predictions. First game today, FC Cincy versus Columbus. It is the Hell is Real Derby. FC Cincy at plus 110, Columbus plus 200. Let's see what Duncan picks. Let's go. Let's get it. Right after FC Cincy. Next one here is actually one of my hardest picks of the week. Vancouver at plus 165. Hosting Nashville at plus 145. Duncan's going to go. Let's see what he does. He went right for Nashville.
Good boy, taking Cincy and Nashville. Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, the hell is real, Darby. That's the game that if you're going to watch one game this weekend, that's the game I really want to watch. That is going to be exciting stuff. Why not? They're home. I mean, this is going to be tight. I wouldn't bet it, but it's tight. You know, hell is real. They both playoff jockey position. The whole state of Ohio will be going nuts for this one. So that's exciting stuff. And Nashville, Vancouver, I agree with you. That's tough. I can't figure out Nashville now. 4-0 last week. Looks like they're back. But Vancouver at home on the turf, Ryan Gold seems to be playing much better. Cavallini seems to be scoring a little bit. That's a tight one, too.
Vancouver with a win will actually overtake Nashville if they could take that game. Both of those winners, if they both come true, will both overtake their opponent in the playoff position. So there's a lot on the line this week. Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot going on here around Major League Soccer. Let's get to our sportsbook picks. First one I want to get to is Minnesota United hosting the Houston Dynamo. Minnesota minus 145 is my pick. Wild Dynamo are 0-1-4 in their last five matches, dropping a lot of points, falling down that table. Minnesota United has been sparked by returns to form by Luis Amaria with 8 goals, 4 assists, and MLS superstar Emmanuel Reynoso, 10 goals, 4 assists. Their 42 goals and 36 conceded put them at plus 6 on the season, 4th place in the Western Conference. Now, playing at home doesn't give Minnesota a huge advantage themselves this season, but the Dynamo, 3-1-9 on the road with a negative 12-goal differential through 12 games, they're just not doing it on the road. Minnesota is a tough place to play. It's going to be a hard travel for Houston, so I'm taking Minnesota in this pick.
Yeah, I'm not anticipating Houston making the playoffs. I know Herrera is there, and Ferrer up front has played pretty well, but Minnesota United, the way Reynoso is playing, it's hard to go against them. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of the coach, but they seem to be getting results. They're climbing the standings in the Western Conference, and Reynoso is playing, you know, a lot of people, everyone thinks Giudice is going to be MVP, and well-deserved, but this guy, Reynoso, the way he's playing right now, the way he dribbles in midfield, he gets out of tight spaces and distributes the ball, it's just, it's the best in MLS, and I'm agree with you. I think you said he had 145. I saw FanDuel yesterday, 135, so I'm kind of figuring what's people really putting money on Houston here. I don't know why that line dropped. I thought that was a little weird, but yeah. I'm still taking. I'm agreed. This is one of my picks. I won't even talk about it later. I'm agree with you. I'm taking Minnesota United. It's probably, if not the pick of the week, it's right there.
One of the interesting stats I saw here that, you know, if defending Minnesota in the run of play isn't enough, you're also looking at a team here, Houston. They've allowed 33 shots off of fouls, 6 of them being goals. On the flip side, Minnesota has taken 35 shots off of fouls while scoring on 5 of those. That's a recipe for disaster for Houston, and we know how Minnesota likes to take it right off of free kicks. I would expect some funny business with Reynoso there, and I think it's a big advantage. Minus 145 isn't great odds, but yeah. I think this is a lot.
Well, I saw 135. I thought he was even better. I mean, but by the way, Minnesota's won 4 straight against Houston. If you want like streaks, so let's make it 5. Why not?
Might as well. Next match, yep. Red Bull New York. They host Inter Miami. My pick is Inter Miami and the draw at plus 115. I know we both like Miami outright. We're going to sprinkle a bit of that in there too. But I think there's a really good chance of a draw here today. You know, being a supporter, I've seen nothing Red Bull has put on the field to be minus 160 favorites against Miami. And Miami getting plus 370 odds, that's just disrespectful.
I saw 400. Yeah, I saw 400 somewhere. That's crazy.
I'm respecting the home boost, although Red Bulls are only 3-5-5 at home. We do know it's kind of been the cathedral of soccer over the past few seasons, so I do think they do get a little boost off of that. But remember that COVID game? I think it was Higuain's like first or second game, and he scored on that free kick. Miami can do some nasty stuff. For me, if they can just sit back, look to counter, be calm in space, get Higuain the ball, you know, Pozuelo can find some open space in the box. This is how NYCFC beat Red Bull. They can't come out aggressive. If they can come out a little less aggressive, a little more conservative against the high press, don't make the errors that Red Bull is going to try to force. Give Pozuelo the ball. Let him dribble around the defenders. He can do that easily. And I think they have a pretty good chance of coming away with the win. But I'm doing Miami plus the draw at plus 115.
Yeah, I like the draw. The Red Bull have only won 3 out of 13 games at home this year. That is not a cathedral of dominance at home, I would suggest. This is a tough matchup. I mean, back and forth these games. Inter Miami won the last matchup 2-0 at home. I don't know, it was back in May.
Sure.
With Pozuelo there, Inter Miami is totally different. And I was Higuain to me seems more motivated. He seems to be playing much better since Pozuelo's been around. I think Campagna's still a little banged up, but Higuain stepped in and playing much better. I almost want to take Inter Miami straight up, but the tendency of tying Red Bull.
And Campania is going to be out. He will not play this week.
That's what I'm saying. I would do the double chance, but I wouldn't be afraid. I see plus 400 Inter Miami. I would definitely sprinkle a tiny bit of dust on that straight outright. But if anything, the double chance is probably the best way to go here. To make sure you make even more money. So take the double chance. Now, I agree with you. Yeah.
You know Red Bull's going to try to get physical, but they do have guys on Miami like DeAndre Yedlin, Gregore, who are not afraid to put their foot in.
To me, it's very simple to me. I have no confidence in Red Bull scoring goals up front right now, and I don't think it's going to happen before the end of the season. I don't have confidence in scoring up front. I don't have it.
And here's a question for you, though. Can Montreal score up front? Because in the sports book, Chicago Fire hosting CF Montreal, Montreal is getting plus 190. That is my pick.
Listen, and people keep writing, thinking Montreal is not gonna, you know, is a fluke. All they do is just get results when you at least expect it. Hey, congratulations, Georgia Valich getting to move into the Dutch First Division. Same team that Josie Altidore played at one point. AK Alzamar, I'm gonna kill the name, but you guys who follow Dutch, but still, Dutch First Division, high scoring league, really good for him as offensively. That's a great move by him. He wanted to go to Europe, but good job by him. Look, they got Kamara up front. I don't care how old he is. I think he's top. He just passed somebody on the all-time score list. This guy can score. He might be a little bit of a jerk here and there, but the guy can score. A veteran presence up front. The way Montreal plays, I really like this guy. I don't like Chicago at all. Again, Chicago home. I don't know. Are they Soldier Field? They're back in Bridgeview this week. I have no idea. Yeah. Slovenia's played well. I know Shaqiri's coming on. Shabilko could be there. But the way Montreal, they really want a top four spot. And I think they can really pull it off here.
Let me read this one to you, Alex. Chicago Fire coming off a two-game losing streak. They lost to the Union and NYCFC, the number one and number three teams in the Eastern Conference. This week, Montreal is number two, so they're playing back-to-back-to-back, the three top teams in the league. Montreal 5-2-0, unbeaten in seven matches. Romel Quioto, 14 goals, 4 assists, is just playing outside of his mind. Chicago Fire, they're not scoring. 28 goals in 26 games is dead last in Major League Soccer, while Montreal 47 goals is tied for fifth. I think this is a straight slam dunk pick. Montreal, because they're the road team, are getting a boost, plus 190. Say thanks and take it.
Yeah, I don't have confidence taking Chicago home here. It's a tough matchup, but I think Montreal needs the game more. I know Chicago really think they got a shot at the playoff picture, but I don't see it. I'm going with Montreal here. I agree with you.
And let's finish up with FC Dallas hosting RSL. FC Dallas is minus 110. I'm taking them as the home favorite. This week, 8-3-3 home FC Dallas face off against RSL, who are averaging only a point per game on the road. As Dallas moves up the standings to third in the Western Conference, RSL is fifth with a 10-8-8 record and a minus one goal differential. Close match, but with Dallas at home, we bet on Dallas.
Yeah, there's a stat that it's not alarming, but slightly. RSL isn't beaten the last four straight against Dallas with one win and three draws. That I don't like to say. But the way Dallas is playing at home, I don't like looking against them on the road. It's not 100%, but that's usually the way I lean. Tough call here. Maybe the double chance, but I'm gonna have to agree with you. I'm gonna take Dallas in that. For some reason, Real Salt Lake has a history of getting results in Dallas, which I don't like here in this matchup for some reason.
So I think, FC Dallas, they're a great counterattacking team. A great set I found. Jesus Ferreira has been excellent. 15 goals on 63 shots. His shot on target percentage, 52.4%, highest of all the Golden Boot contenders. Put it simply, when Dallas gets a chance, they're going to put it in the back of the net.
They're fun at home. If you watch Dallas at home, they seem to play a lot more fluid at home than on the road with.
I agree.
I like the way Dallas plays at home, and that's one of the reasons why. If this game was in Real Salt Lake, I would probably take Real Salt Lake.
Alex, we're running out of time here. Why don't you run over your four sportsbook picks? We're going to make the graphic, shoot it out on Twitter a little later.
Sure, absolutely. I agree with you on the Minnesota pick. I know the odds keep changing, but I took Minnesota at home, minus 135 over Houston. I'm taking FBI Toronto, plus 170 at Charlotte. You know how I like Charlotte home, but if Toronto's going to make the playoffs, they need a result here. I think they're going to get that. They're going to eke a 1-0 or 2-1 win here. So I'm going to take Toronto on this one. I'm taking Philly at home. This is a good matchup. Philly against Colorado. Colorado last week just dropped a heartbreak at the last second. They tied at the last second. Now they got to travel to Philadelphia. You just spanked DC United. They're on a high at home. I love Philadelphia home. They don't give up goals. So I'm taking the 160 Philly at home. And last but not least, Sporting Kansas City quietly getting results. A guy coming up front now, getting some highlight reeling goals, getting the scoring up need. They're at home. I'm going to take them over San Jose. And again, you're probably not going to watch, but I like the odds on this. Minus 130 Sporting Kansas City. They're hot. Let me ride them out. I'm going to take them against San Jose at home.
I love it. Any final words, Alex?
Nah, again, this is a big weekend, six pointers. Next week we're going to talk about how much closer the race is, who's getting in, who's going to be in a top four spot. It's gonna be exciting to watch. Today's the day to sit in front of your TV and watch MLS.
Can't wait for it. It's gonna be a great day. It's gonna be a great weekend. I have two NFL slow drafts going on. You guys can head over to idsports.com if you are a fantasy player. Download our cheat sheet absolutely free, free of charge. Take that into your draft. It's what I draft with. It's what the I-80 Sports guys, I know Scott's going down to Vegas with the I-80 Sports cheat sheet for some of his drafts in just a week or so. It's a very exciting time of year at I-80 Sports. Let's watch together. Have a great week, guys.